A lot for the help, but it's not behaving correctly. It's just, I have to create a digital contact, 91 worldwide, because if I don't have any contact, now it goes there anyhow. It's stuck there. I can manually put in all the different talk groups, and as soon as somebody keys up, it goes right back to 91 worldwide, so that's where it's going to stay for now.
Great.
Righty. Roger, Roger.
Go ahead, break. You broke it. You fix it.
When you change to another thought group, key up for a second. And that should solve your problem.
I appreciate that, but no, it does not. I manually change to a different talk group and key up again three times. As soon as somebody keys up on worldwide, it just goes right back to worldwide. It never switches. But there's no way for me to save it. And when I switch it and key up, it still doesn't save it. It just goes right back to 91. I tried it multiple times.
Okay. I was having that problem with Brandmeister as well. And that particular thing solved my problem. But I understand the frustration. Sorry I couldn't help. M2 PDF, East Central Florida.
Oh, okay. You're coming in as K-E-8-U-H-A. K-E-8-U-H-H is what you're showing up here as. You must be connected to someone else's All-Star. But no, definitely, I appreciate your help. Don't get me wrong. It's just, it's frustrating because it's just not working like it should. I get it. You know, I read through the manual, watched videos, and yeah, it's just weird. It's just acting weird now. I don't know if there's no way to really reset the radio. I mean, I could put another code plug in and then put mine back in, I guess, see if that sometimes that fixes it. But I know the firmware is a little bit weird, where you could have, like, time slot 1 in your code plug, then every time you load it, it says time slot 2 on the radio. So when it comes to time slots and color codes and talk groups, I've had really bad luck with this radio.
Well, I'm no expert by any means, but I'm told by some that are that they don't use color codes anymore. And time slot, I usually leave mine, like I say, I use the Brandmeister, or I use the, even on my Shark RF M1KE, I use Brandmeister, and it's always on S2.
Very good. A couple people out here just got those M1KEs, and they love them, especially with the new firmware updates and stuff. But, yeah, I'll figure it out eventually. The last time it was giving me problems where it was changing time slots and color codes randomly, I just reinstalled the firmware. Same version of, I just put the same version right back in, and then it cleared everything up. So maybe I'll try that. Definitely appreciate it. Sounding good over here, by the way, in Shelby Township.
Yeah, I'm on Echolink and the NADMH repeater. So I don't know why my call sign's coming up different, but it's got to be an Echolink thing. Anyway, have a good day. Oh, by the way, if anybody knows when the 700 repeater is going to be back up in Mile, yell out. I have a friend that lives up that way that's very interested in that repeater, and it's been down since after the storm. M2 PDF, back on the side.
Ah, funny you should say that. My cottage is near Mayo. I haven't been up there. I'm just recovering from a hip replacement surgery. I haven't been up there in about 3 weeks. But, yeah, that's one of my favorite repeaters up there. I'm still about 20 miles from that repeater, but it's got great coverage. So, no, I did not know that, and I will try to find that out for you. I haven't, like I said, I haven't been up there in a few weeks. I haven't tried it, but yeah. So, now what storm are you talking about? The one that was a couple days ago, or the one like a month ago, 2 months ago?
Yeah, the one where the power was out up that way for about a week. I've got a friend that lives up there in the country. I can't remember the town he's in, but he runs a GMRS repeater up there as well. But it's a vacation area up that way, and when the power was out, the only ham repeater he could hit was the Mile repeater, and it has an All-Star link, so I was able to connect through All-Star and talk to him to make sure he was all right or if he needed anything.
So, yeah, what had happened is this KE8 UHH must have connected somewhere and then has a transceiver connection. So who knows where we're linked right now, but that's what happens. People link to different All-Star repeaters and they just leave the room or whatever, and they're still connected. So I'll let Dave know. Because right now you're on the, the heck is this? WC, what's the name of this? Oh, WC8MI All-Star Hub right now.
There's eight VHF repeaters all up north, like Leweenaw, Keweenaw, Traverse City, Mackinac City, Sheboygan, Petoskey, Royal Oak, and Mayo.
Yeah, I blocked him for doing this before. He's gonna have to find all of his nodes and block him again.
But was that the owner of the 700 repeater that's been blocked?
No, this is the owner of the Who Cares hub, which he linked your network up with our network, and I've warned him many times not to do that, and he's done it again. He's basically created another All-Star node, and we're going to have to block this one now, too. So you guys are fine for now. I won't sever the link until the conversations are all done, but yeah, I'm annoyed by that KE8UHH guy.
Yeah, okay. I've thought I was connected to the Northern Michigan network. That's the one the 700 repeater was on. But right now I'm not using AllStar. I'm using Echolink. So I don't know what it's connected to. It says here it's the N8DMH, November 8 Delta Mike Hotel repeater. Anyway, I'll sign off. And, you know, this supposedly this repeater's on the top of the hospital up there. So, anyway, M2PBF. I'll be clear. Thanks for the new show, guys.
WDADX, listening, 14714.